State lawmakers delivered a decisive blow Wednesday to the idea of closing off Tennessee's primary elections. Even the watered-down version of the bill was met with skepticism, WPLN's Emily Siner reports.
Under the latest proposal, voters could choose to register with a political party. If they did, they'd be allowed to vote only in that particular primary. Independents would still have their pick. The bill's sponsor, Representative Tim Rudd of Murfreesboro, argued that proud Republicans and Democrats should want to publicly claim their affiliation. But the idea still got pushback from lawmakers who said it wasn't necessary or would make voters feel uncomfortable if they didn't want to register. Representative Gloria Johnson from Knoxville says she heard nothing but opposition, and not only from fellow Democrats.
Every email that I've gotten is asking me to vote against this bill, and most of them are independents. Tennesseans are pretty independent-minded and pragmatic.
The defeated bill is part of a years-long debate in the state Republican Party about so-called crossover voting and whether it's possible to prevent Democrats from voting in their primary. But in 2015, a Vanderbilt poll found that 82% of Tennesseans were in favor of keeping the primaries open, and the idea of closing them has yet to gain serious traction in the legislature. For WPLN News, I'm Emily Siner.